Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody. Tim Kawakama here, 49ers Plus Minus with my co-host. It's Matt Barrows from The Athletic. We're recording this on Thursday night. Kyle Shanahan must know our tradition. He must be jealous of our tradition on Thursdays because he normally does not name the starting quarterback until Friday since Brock Purdy's been injured. And obviously, he's got Mac Jones. Brock Purdy's been Mac Jones for 8 of the last 10 weeks. He goes ahead and jumps us. He sits down with that Matt Maiocco, that troublesome, irksome Matt Maiocco.
Nobody likes him.
For their normal Thursday sit-down, I announced that after today's practice, after Brock Purdy's second practice of the week, when Kyle did say he wanted to see 3 hard practices, he saw 2. That's fine. And he names Brock Purdy the starter for Sunday. Again, shamelessly trying to make sure the 49ers plus minus doesn't get the glory this week. Just naked grab for attention by the head coach of the 49ers. But also, Ricky Pearsall, I guess. Kyle Shanahan, for someone who did not do a press conference today, sure made a lot of news.
I know. It was corporate partner day for Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
Out the early Christmas gifts for his corporate partners.
Kyle goes wild on Thursday. That's okay. He will talk about it tomorrow. He did not say any of these things yesterday in the press conference. It's the way life goes. But I guess he just decided to throw us a lot of topics. Okay, Brock Purdy spoke today, as is our tradition to name the starting quarterback. It's the guy who talks to the media on Thursday. That was Brock Purdy. Barrows, what did you think of, one, the declaration from Shanahan to Matt Maiocco that Purdy will start on Sunday? And two, how did Purdy describe how he's feeling right now?
Well, at first it was going to be both Mac Jones and Brock Purdy were going to talk. But then midway through the open locker room period, that was changed to, it's just Brock Purdy, because all of a sudden the cat was out of the bag. And we knew. I mean, I kind of think that, I mean, you know, Shanahan knew he was going to get asked these questions. It might be just like a fatigue factor for him.
Yes.
Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, yeah. I've been dancing. I'm just going to stop dancing. Let's just say it. But he'll set in separate corporate entities, but which is very,
there you go. Yeah. But Purdy seemed, confident that he was okay. I thought that the most, important things that he said is that no one that he's consulted, and apparently he's consulted a number of doctors on this, has said anything about surgery. So this should be an injury that heals on its own over time. Now, whether that's possible for the remainder of the season, I'm not sure. He said that, he didn't feel like he jumped the gun in playing against the Jaguars in week 6, that he felt fine. I mean, sorry, week 4. He felt fine in week 4, and that it was a sort of a freak thing. The only way he could have hurt the toe is if he got tackled the exact same way he was tackled in Seattle. And lo and behold, that happened. So that's what kind of has him, you know, confident that he'll be okay on Sunday and upcoming games. His point was that, you know, I could be tackled the same way on the other toe and get it. I mean, the chances of re-injuring the current toe and, you know, having the same injury to happen to the healthy toe are basically the same. Now, that may be just trying to put a good spin on it. You know, from what I could see in these practices, he looks to be the same. Clay Kubiak said the same thing. He hasn't seen any sort of difference in his delivery or anything like that. I think this is an injury that if it's affecting him, you see it more in his escaping the pocket, mm-hmm. his acceleration, his deceleration, his ability to shake defenders, which is a big part of his game. Obviously, you want to have that. But that's what I would be looking out for on Sunday. Obviously, there's going to be a rust factor that we'll have to look at. Rust with him, rust with Ricky Pearsall. You know, neither of these guys has played in a month and a half. So it'll be interesting to see how long it takes that chemistry to sort of rekindle, because it was good at one point this year. So those were the main takeaways from the Purdy, and it was just Purdy, press conference on Thursday.
They sure make these Thursdays newsy. Thursdays and Fridays this season just been jam-packed, and just a few Wednesdays have been pretty interesting too. I know. I watched a little bit of clips of Purdy. I've been busy today. I was on jury duty today, Barrows, if anyone didn't know that. So it's been a long day for me. I'm going to go right back there tomorrow with jury duty. That's okay. It's my civic duty.
Well, tell me that you're the foreman, that they elected you the leader.
This is the scary part. We haven't even started selecting, so it's going to be a big one. It's going to take some time. I rarely get on these juries because they don't tend to like journals. We shouldn't talk about it much longer, but this one I'm a little worried about because it looks like they're going to burn through a lot of people already in the pool. We'll see how tomorrow goes. People are dying to know. People are dying to know. Yeah, people keep talking about it. I'm sure the judge will love that. The Purdy seemed like I figured he would. Like, he's just like, let's go. Like, he's not thinking I'm coming from an injury. He's like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. It just does feel like we've talked about this for a while. They really were pointing to this week. This is when they really, you know, I guess the Rams game, if it was a little accelerated pace, but as Shanahan said, they didn't want to get in the Jacksonville situation. He's saying the Jacksonville situation where they aggravated. Purdy's not, but they're really beginning to like speak the truth, I think, after kind of dancing around, as I said. Maybe their toes hurt from dancing around so much that he did re-aggravate it in the Jacksonville game, according to Shanahan. It is turf toe. Well, what did Brock say today? A variation of turf toe?
Yeah, and I looked that up to see if that was a thing. And there are variants, and maybe that's what he wanted to say instead of variation. You know, it's obviously on the kind of the lower end of the variants because it won't require surgery, unlike a Joe Burrow. But, you know, the end result is kind of similar. I mean, Burrow thinks that he's going to be able to play, you know, possibly by the end of this month. And this is when Purdy's coming back. Obviously, Purdy did come back for a Week 4 game and then aggravated the injury. So, yeah, I mean, I think that as long as nothing else happens to it, prognosis for the offseason is good.
Got through the massive Thursday practice. We've seen
in the rain.
We've seen them lose players in these Thursday practices. So Brock Purdy almost certainly will be starting and playing on Sunday. Ricky Pearsall will be starting and playing on Sunday. You know, it's just out in the ether. You and I don't buy into this quarterback issue, quarterback controversy stuff at all. But we know it. If he doesn't play well, there will be chatter. Why didn't you just stick with Mac Jones? He's completing passes at an incredible rate. He certainly is playing well. Do you think the 49ers are braced for it? Do you think this is maybe why it took so long? One, because Mac was playing well, and as is logical, you don't rush Purdy back. He's your $265 million quarterback. if you could make the injury worse. But also, too, you don't want him back if he's not going to play great, right? Because it's just going to cause some babble here. Shanahan's sort of been asked these things, and he's always been pretty clear, which is I do believe there's no question in their minds Brock Purdy is starting quarterback. But there were certainly some overlap on, you know, when he would have been ready, when he'd been sort of ready, when he not played great, what happens if he doesn't play great and yet Mac Jones is there. Is that at all running through the minds of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch right now?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that the abundance of caution, you know, all stems from the fact that he did re-injure it in week four, and you don't want to do that again. So they were more cautious this time than they were the first time. I don't think that the injury is any worse than it was in week one. And I think it just kind of falls into, you know, this big bucket of things we've been talking about all season, getting rid of the veterans, not doing a lot at the trade deadline. I think that their eyes are firmly on the future. I mean, this is a 2026 team. Looking at 26, we're looking at 27. So, I mean, if they thought that they were a great team, that the, you know, they needed to win some games in the middle there in order to make the playoffs and to do damage in the postseason, maybe Purdy comes back earlier. But, you know, the fact that they don't think that they're going to do that, plus the fact that Mac Jones was winning games for them anyway, just meant that they could afford to be very cautious with the injury. And they were, and they probably have done the right thing the second time, learning from their mistakes. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it'll be an interesting watch in Arizona because of this. This makes what would be sort of a not all that interesting game. I mean, by the way, the Cardinals have taken over the mantle of the most injured team in the NFC West now. And I know there are a lot of 49ers on IR, everybody. Please don't remind me of that again. I'm aware. I know about it. I don't know.
You might have missed that. Nick Bosa got hurt. You aware of
that? Wait, Bosa? You said Bosa? Oh, geez. But the Cardinals are dealing with a lot this week, too. So maybe they're a circle the wagons team. Boy, there's not a lot of talent remaining on that offensive and defensive roster right now.
I was flashing back to 2023 and I looked it up. Remember those two games that Purdy had against the Cardinals? One of them was a 20 for 21 game, like 135.7 passer rating. The other one was four touchdowns, you know, no interceptions, like 137 quarterback rating. So I remember him doing, let me just look it up. And I was like, yes, he had two incredible games against the Cardinals.
I think McCaffrey scored like, I want to say, it can't be five touchdowns, three touchdowns. There was one game where McCaffrey just went ballistic. Yeah.
I think that was a 20 for 21 game from Purdy. They both were just MVP. No, he's the MVP. They're both the MVP.
Right. Yeah.
And so there is some history there. Hey, Purdy might struggle a little bit. The thing I keep going back to is even last year when the 49ers clearly were not right and they did not have Christian McCaffrey, clearly, and they didn't have Ayuk for most of the season, and Debo was their main guy, really was their main guy. Juwan Jennings became their main guy. It wasn't a great offense. We know it. They were a bad team. They put up a lot of yards with Brock Purdy. They just did. They put up more yards than they're doing for Mac Jones. I'm not saying, oh my God, no matter what, he's better than what Mac Jones has been doing. But I'm kind of saying that. Like, he was doing that without Christian McCaffrey. Losing games, throwing some picks, wasn't great. He was great in 2023. There's no question about that. I just expect the baseline for Brock Purdy, even rusty, is going to be pretty good. Not great. Probably not great, although we'll see. The Cardinals might roll over. But I just think it's going to be solid. I mean, could you see a shaky Brock Purdy in this game?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Matt Barrows?
I mean, we haven't seen how he is on the hoof. I mean, is that affecting things? Is, are the Cardinals able to get pressure? There are lots of variables that could happen. If things start to unravel early on, all bets are off. But I agree with you. I mean, he's got McCaffrey, he's got Kittle, he's going to have Pearsall, he's got, Juwan Jennings is healthier this week than he was last week. He's starting to become Juwan Jennings again. Everything is starting, and I realize that there are lots of people on IR. I get it. But it's starting to, become a little bit brighter.
Dare we say they could score more than 26 points? Is that possible?
I feel like 27 will win this one. So they don't even have to reach that magical 30 number.
Now 30 is like when Kittle and I think Mac Jones both said that Sunday. It's like, where are you getting 30 from? This team doesn't score 30. That's not happening. Well, maybe we'll see. Maybe it'll happen on Sunday. I think I picked them to score 27. That seemed like just get their season high by 1 point more than they've done three other times when they scored 26, including on Sunday when they could have scored more, but they didn't have had a block extra point and went for a 2-pointer. They should move the ball. They should move, even if a little rusty Brock Purdy, but Shanahan teams move the ball. That is like a given throughout the history of this team under Kyle Shanahan, even with Nick Mullins, with CJ Beathard, they don't always score a ton of points. The red zone becomes a huge deal then. But you go back and look how many 400-yard games they've had with whatever quarterback. They've moved the ball. And with Brock Purdy, their chosen quarterback, I imagine they're going to move the ball. And when you have Christian McCaffrey, you often score touchdowns when you move the ball. Maybe even with Brian Robinson scoring some touchdowns. We shall see. I saw that Shanahan was asked, I guess, on Wednesday about playing Robinson with McCaffrey. And certainly, was something that people thought about, maybe not Shanahan, when Robinson was acquired. He's a very good running back. Maybe you can get him in there and give defenses something else to look at. And I never thought they would, just because that removes the running option of McCaffrey, because you're not putting them both behind the quarterback. One of them is going to be split out, and that's going to be McCaffrey. They're not blocking backs. Brian Robinson is not a fullback. It just doesn't seem to work. And I guess Shanahan basically said, no, he's not going to do that. And I understand it. I understand why fans would be interested in that. You get your most talented players out there. I just don't see exactly how that works in Shanahan's system.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a second back out there, it's going to be a blocker like Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, you have one of the best fullbacks in the last quarter century, so you'll use that guy to do it. They did do a little bit of that when McCaffrey first arrived in 2022, and they were getting good yardage out of Jeff Wilson Jr. at that point. And they had him in the backfield a few times in that game in L.A., the one that McCaffrey scored a passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown, but they haven't used it since then. I'm interested in Brian Robinson's snap count too. We've been commenting on his kick returning ability, and that just kind of shows you his natural gift of running the ball, of finding openings and getting yards. Because he doesn't have the, he's not a crazy fast guy. He's just a good, patient, strong runner. That's paying dividends. You would think that the Cardinals would be vulnerable to the running game. They're probably not going to have Mac Wilson, their linebacker, who had a really good game against McCaffrey in the first outing. Josh Sweat didn't practice today. Walter Nolan, their first round pick, he's only played two games. He had to come out of the most recent one. He's limited this week, so they're hurting for sure. They had a good defensive game plan against this team in week three. Remember that was the Eddie Pinheiro game winner at the end. It's a well coached defensively team that is kind of a far cry from the Cardinals teams of the last decade, or the Cliff Kingsbury Cardinals. They went opposite. So lots of tight ends, lots of running.
James
Conner's out.
Is he? Jeez.
They're Trey Benson.
Conner, that's what got hurt against the 49ers. That's right. He got hurt in the game.
Yeah,
I think.
Hurt in the game. So that's a big question mark for them as well. They might go with Bam Knight, who might be their starting running back. So, again, not household names in this one. So the 49ers should win it. That sort of makes your earlier question about, okay, what happens if Brock Purdy has a dud? Mm-hmm. It would be a dud against a team that's vulnerable. It's not a dud against the Rams. It's a dud against whoever the backup Cardinals are.
Yeah, and that's going to the Cardinals offense. I think Jacoby Brissett is probably the better quarterback right now. They've gone with him. Kyler Murray didn't play great against the 49ers in the first game, and he's not played great. I know he's dinged up now. I think he's on IR, but Jacoby Brissett is a starting quarterback. However, I don't think he's the best quarterback to beat the 49ers. We've seen Kyler struggle against him at times, but he's really bothered them at other times. When things break down, he just runs around and he causes havoc. And they have not had an answer for him sometimes. They're just a guy running faster than they are. And that is not Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett got sacked five times by the Seahawks. Very good pass rush. But I think there might be some sacks from the 49er pass rush. I know it might shock some people. He's a sitting duck. He doesn't have Marvin Harrison. He's not going to have a lot of his other weapons. Again, I like him. I've like championed him as a 49er, like bridge quarterback in the past. Remember when they were going to get rid of Jimmy and draft somebody? Oh, they kept Jimmy and then they drafted Trey Lance. But even in that whole weird little era, and he can throw a nice ball and he's a leader. I don't know if he's the kind of guy who beats the 49ers given, a weaker lineup. And if he had a great lineup, maybe they can just smash this 49er defense, this wounded 49er defense that Barrows has to be reminded has Fred Warner on injury reserve.
Oh, he's on injury reserve too?
Mykel Williams is out. I think Mykel, I don't know. I don't know if I read in The Athletic, but I've heard that Mykel Williams is out too. I don't think Jacoby, you would just go, man, there's not a lot of weapons out there, but Kyler, you just go, he might do something. And Jacoby Brissett is not that guy. He's the system guy. He's a guy who can throw it to the right place at the right time. A Mac Jones type, maybe not quite.
Are you saying that he's going to be the 2026 reclamation project?
He's further down the road than the coordinator reclamation. He would have been 3 years ago when I was proposing it. He is not that now. Who did I have on as my guy? I forget now. Oh, Zach Wilson. I threw his name out after we had the podcast.
That's a very good call.
Because that's a guy that they would have taken third over Trey Lance if he was there. You got me with a Trevor Lawrence. It will not be Trevor Lawrence, but Zach Wilson's the pick after that, the pick between Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance. And I can't imagine that he's going to be overly chased by teams. Why not? Why not Zach Wilson here? That's my call.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, no, that's a great call. I saw that bandied about on Twitter after we kind of raised it as a topic. You're welcome, Twitter. Yeah, to answer your question, the 49ers did have all sorts of trouble with the Rams tight ends on Sunday, but the Rams were trotting 3 tight ends out there, so it put the 49ers in a bind. The Cardinals have an excellent tight end in Trey McBride. They just don't have the other guys. I don't even know if Tip Rhymen, their blocking tight end, who had a good game in week 3, is healthy right now. So it's Trey McBride. It's Michael Wilson that some of our listeners might remember from Stanford. Those are the 2 big pass targets. And so if you can keep those guys under wraps and keep Bam Knight under wraps, then, you know, this is – I agree with you. Jacoby Brissett does not have the explosive capability that Kyler Murray might have. But you need to score points.
Yeah.
I would be concerned if I'm the 49ers about pass rush. That's going to be a weekly issue for them. They tried to kind of draw it up, lots of blitzes against Matthew Stafford. Not one of them worked. I think they hit him once on a blitz. And I think he scored a touchdown on that play. So, that's going to be a big question mark. It'll be interesting to go over the numbers after it to see if Saleh really pulled back on the blitz in this game, because it's been a little bit of feast or famine with that.
What do you say about that today? Just about the blitzing more in general with this defense.
I wasn't there for him. I was doing another interview at that time, but you know, he's not gonna reveal it. But no. I think that they felt like, okay, we can't let Matthew Stafford just sit back there and have all day. The issue with Matthew Stafford is that he read the blitzes really nicely. I mean, there are a couple of wide open touchdowns in the Rams game. Did you see the one where he's looking one way and throws it?
No, did that Sunday?
Yeah, I think it was that last touchdown. Mm-hmm. I forget which tight end it was. It was a no look touchdown. So
yeah, he's done that before. He did it in the Super Bowl, right? At least maybe not a touchdown, but like a key pass. He's pretty
good.
That's
how wide open his target was. Like, I can just throw it to that side of the field, and it's going to be a TD.
He's really good. He might be the MVP, and that's pretty impressive at his age, coming off his injuries. But that's another game. They're not playing Matthew Stafford.
It's coming down between Eddie Pinheiro and Matthew.
If there's one person 49er fans are 100% in favor of, I don't know. Christian McCaffrey might be in there. Fred Warner's in there. And I think Eddie Pinheiro might be third. Yeah, they are sky high on this. And as they should, it's just been this incredible good to go from one place where they were for 2+ years and to go to this guy has been incredible. Although the long field goal was a little line drivey, but hey, it was a long field goal.
That was a seeing eye field goal.
It was not the prettiest ball flight in the history of the world, but he's incredible. And it is just the difference, the whole difference in the whole world. And now they have a decent special teams. Who would figure? Any other keys for this game? Who keys defensively other than where are they going to get the pass rush?
Well, I mean, if you look at their two injury reports, the 49ers only had 7 guys on the report. I think that's a season low for them on Wednesday. That increased by 1 on Thursday, which is a theme this year. D'Amador Lenore was added with, a calf injury. I don't know whether it occurred during Thursday's practice. That has been pretty common this year. He would be the 8th guy who was at least nicked up. Some of these guys have been more than nicked up in the Thursday session. That's sort of the lone Friday question mark. Brock Purdy was full go today. I should have led with that. And maybe that's what gave Kyle Shanahan the confidence to declare him the starter. Remember, the Friday practice is, you know, basically a glorified walkthrough. If you can be full go through the Thursday practice in the rain, then you're pretty much anointed the starter.
Just wait till Shanahan comes to the presser tomorrow and says, got to tell you guys, there's been some aggravation that we didn't know about in the Thursday practice.
Absolutely possible. Absolutely possible.
I'd like to take back that comment I made to Matt Maiocco since I didn't make it at a press conference.
That's a false report.
Please edit that video, which doesn't come out till Saturday. We'll see on that. We'll see. But all signs are go for Brock Purdy. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, for all these teams, everybody's got injuries that pop up left and right. It just does feel like the 49ers are getting to a spot where they would like to be. Yeah, I mean, Purdy hasn't practiced in full since training camp, right? Since or the end of the regular preseason practicing, probably.
Purdy,
he got hurt in week 1. He's coming back.
I think he must have been full go ahead of Jacksonville. Okay. I don't know whether it was a Friday full go, which should be in quotation marks. You need a Thursday full go.
Yeah, maybe one time. Really maybe one time. Yeah, maybe one time.
But he certainly hasn't been full go since the Jacksonville game.
Yep. And
by the way, Pearsall's still not full go after the Jacksonville game. He was limited today, Thursday.
And once again, they did not open the practice window for Brandon Ayuk. As I keep saying, they are running out of time here. Maybe he comes back in December, but it's definitely December now, right?
I mean, they've got their bye coming up. They go to Arizona, they're home against the Panthers, and then on a short week they go to Cleveland, and then it's the bye, finally the bye, the last possible bye. So I would think that is the window. That's when you at least open his window. And, you know, maybe get him on the field at some point.
Well, that would be end of December. That's 3 games, right? That would be 3 games after the bye, or
it's Indianapolis. It's the finale against Bears, which is shaping up to be a fairly significant game. Mm-hmm. Nobody would have said that back in May when the schedule came out. And then they wrap up against the Seahawks, which could be for, you know, win, get in type of scenario. And it could be a number one seed scenario for Seahawks. I mean, they're duking it out with the Rams and the Eagles for the number one seed. So, I mean, both teams could have something at stake, which hasn't been the case for a long time with the 49ers. Either they're out of it or they've
How about this? They win to get the seven seed, and in doing so, knock the Seahawks to the two seed, and setting then, up a rematch in Seattle the next weekend. I will be there for that one, Barrows.
That's sort of the 2021 scenario where they had to kind of win that crazy game in LA, the one that went into overtime, the one that was so full of 49ers fans. It got Kelly Stafford upset with Rams fans for selling their tickets. And then they did come back to LA. It wasn't the next week. It was in the championship game, and the Rams got their revenge in the game that really counted.
I seem to recall all of that. There will be a lot of 49er fans in Arizona. There always are. You and I will not be in Arizona. I don't think you're going, are you?
No.
We will be potting afterwards for sure. I'm calling. I've been on a run, 5 in a row. I think I picked correctly. Not exactly the scores, but about right. I'm 49er victory. I think Barrows is leaning the same way. So let's see if we're right. Let's see if 49ers could continue this. Get to, what are they? Are they 6-4 now?
6-4.
6-4. Get to 7-4 and do the every other win-loss for the ninth straight week. We'll see if that happens. After winning the first two, they've gone win-loss all the way through 8 straight weeks. I think it will win, and that will make it 9 straight weeks. And then we can talk about it on the podcast. All right, Barrows, that's it. We did it. Anything else you got?
That's all I got.
All you got. And Barrows even did a podcast yesterday. So a little short one, but I think fans might
They only had seven. They only had seven guys on the injury report.
You're gonna mess up your solo pods.
That's my whole thing. I rely on that thing.
I like when you have like the 3 pages of injuries you got to go through. Let's see, now that's page 2 of wide receivers. Now let's go to page 2 of defensive linemen.
I'm gonna go to the appendix.
Yeah, we'll get to you. We'll either post something Sunday night or Monday morning after 49ers Cardinals. Brock Purdy's return, everybody, unless Kyle Shanahan has a neat little surprise for everybody. All right. See you, everybody.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.